Democrats got what they wanted. They got what they wished for. But will that mean Robert Mueller taking over as special counsel to investigate any alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign? All right, you've gotten what you wished for. You should be very, very careful what you wish for, because if the people's business doesn't get done for, say, the next year or year and a half before the next round of elections, and nothing comes of this to speak of, it's not the Republicans that will be punished at the polls. Not at all. The last time somebody pulled an impeachment stunt, it was their party, the Republicans, who paid a heavy price. Speaker Newt Gingrich was out. The Republicans were out. So Democrats, a warning for you. Be careful what you wish for. Get your coffee ready and your pencil, too. I'll break it all down for you. The Robert Mueller special on the Steve Gruber Show starts right now.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, let's start right here, my friends. Let's start right here. The term is special counsel. And it's very important to distinguish that special counsel is not a special prosecutor. The powers are very similar, but it's very different. And here's why I bring this to your attention. All of the networks that are opposed to Donald Trump, which is pretty much all of the networks except maybe one, began using the term special prosecutor. Robert Mueller is not. He has been named as the man to investigate the unsubstantiated accusations of alleged collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and Russia. He is being called a special counsel, which may tell us a lot about what the case may and may not have in regards of actual proof. And let me be clear about this from the beginning. There is no actual proof of any crime committed. No crime has been alleged. Not even by Michael Flynn. He may have not reported some income. Whether or not that rises to the level of being a crime, we are not sure at this point. And that's Michael Flynn. That's all we know at this point. This is a win for the Trump White House. Make no mistake, the networks and Democrats will call Robert Mueller a special prosecutor over and over and over again, knowing full well that is a total misrepresentation of the facts, totally and completely inaccurate. People like Andrew Cuomo and Morning Joe will go nuts over this, as will MSNBC and all the minions of useful idiots at night. Several top Democrats have come out in support of Mueller, including Charles Schumer, the Democratic minority leader. I can tell you without question, if Trump is cleared in this campaign, is cleared in general of so-called collusion with the Russian, Schumer will change his tune and denigrate the former FBI director who served for 12 years from 2001 until 2013 when he gave way to James Comey. Schumer has his eyes in the White House, as do many of these folks. That's the lens that he's looking at everything. Now, keeping that in mind, This is how disingenuous the Democrats and the media truly are when it comes to this probe of Donald Trump. There is no, this investigation, this alleged investigation has been going on since at least November, right? There is not proof of one crime committed that any of us are aware of. And yet we have people like Justin Amash, a Republican, allegedly, from Michigan, saying that impeachment might be appropriate if this and if that. Justin Amash is an embarrassment to the Republicans today. The guy who stands on moral high ground because he is holier than thou, at least he considers himself as such oftentimes from where I stand, is jumping on the same bandwagon as Nancy Pelosi, of unsubstantiated allegations, no proof of any crime, no proof of threats from this administration or the campaign that led up to it of having committed any crime. Justin Amash. I'm going to remind people like Justin Amash that when the people's business does not get done, when we do not have improved border security at the southern border or a border wall, when we do not have tax reform, when we do not have a replacement plan in place for Obamacare that is hurting so many American families, it will be you, sir, who will be partly responsible for standing in the way of the agenda that the American people voted for. It'll be you, sir, that blocks the agenda that the American people and the people of Michigan voted for, which is a better tax plan, a chance to compete, lower taxes on businesses so more people can go to work, security at the southern border, an end to sanctuary cities, a more robust American defense policy, an attack and a war on terrorism like we have not seen. It will be you, sir, Justin Amash, and others like Lindsey Graham and John McCain that will be standing squarely in the way of that progress. Americans voted for an outsider to get through this kind of garbage, this kind of partisanship. And you, sir, Justin Amash, are standing with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and others. And how true to their commitment are they? Well, let me put it this way. Democratic strategists are racing to figure out whether impeachment is politically wise or not. You see, they don't care about progress for the country. They don't care about the American people. They care about whether it's politically expedient. Why do I say this? Pretty simply, they are testing with focus groups. They are poll testing impeachment with focus groups. No joke. It's not about whether Donald Trump did something right or wrong. It's not whether anybody in his administration did something right or wrong. It's not whether anybody in his campaign did something right or wrong. It has simply to do with politics, plain and simple. This country is not under attack by Russia. This country is under attack from within right now. It's these leaks that should be investigated. Criminal leaks, felonies committed by leaking the information about Michael Flynn, or Donald Trump's conversations with the Australian Prime Minister. And the list is very long. So, my friends, I'm perfectly comfortable with this investigation. Robert Mueller led the FBI for 12 years. He's 72 years old. He's a retired United States Marine who earned the Bronze Star in Vietnam. He is a man who doesn't have anything to prove to anyone. He is a man that hopefully can conduct this in a manner and a fashion that will bring truth to all of us. Now, it may not lead where you want. It may lead to places that none of us want. But it may also lead to places that the Democrats neither want nor will admit that they are wrong. Because if three investigations so far don't get us there, and Robert Mueller doesn't get us there, there being where the Democrats would like to be, which is destroying this president, then what? Oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi and her horde of locusts are already saying that a special counsel isn't enough. You get what you want, then you demand more. Trust me, we're just getting started. It's 14 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, it's Thursday here on the program, and I'm seriously, how can Justin Amash, a Republican, now I get that he's a never Trump guy, he's an anti-Trump guy, I get all that. But so far, Trump has given you the best Supreme Court nominee you could have hoped for. Working on tax reform that people want, bringing down the corporate tax rate to 15%, will set this economy on a trajectory we haven't seen in my lifetime. And when you jump on the bandwagon with Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings and that ilk, you're standing in the way of getting the people's work done. We'll see what happens. I'm going to open up the hotline to see what you have to say about all of this. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. By the way, Nancy Pelosi says, yeah, James Mueller, that's all fine and well. It's nice to have special counsel. That's not nearly enough. We need a special commission. We need this. We need that. You see, because it's never enough. Let's go to the hotline. James checking in from Georgia this morning. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I think, you know, if the Republicans won't stand up and back our president, then they have to go. You know, these establishment, I feel as though it's the establishment Republicans, the establishment Democrats are against the president. And if the establishment Republicans think they can try to somehow get sabotage our president to get their guy Pence in there, guess what? You'll never win another election again, ever.
Ever. I agree with you, James, and I don't know if it's about getting Mike Pence in the office. I think some of these people are so blinded by the fact that they hate Donald Trump. I mean, John McCain was clearly insulted by Donald Trump. I get that. You know, Lindsey Graham was, you know, crushed by Donald Trump in the primaries. I get that. But what we have now is a man that was duly elected by the people to lower taxes, to secure the border, to make America, well, it's to make America great again, whatever that may mean to you or to somebody else, right? And if these Republicans, if Justin Amash, you know, under the cloak of I'm doing the right thing and plants his flag on some moral high ground, this sanctimonious behavior, I don't disagree with you. We should have primary challengers for all of these people that stand in the way of getting the people's business done. Because if you stand with Nancy Pelosi, you're not standing with me.
I think the president should go to the people. I think he needs to come back to the people and just put these establishment Republicans on blast. You just tell the people, hey, I'm with you. I'm trying to get the people's work done, and these people are trying to stop me.
James,
I think it should be the people against against Congress.
You know, I almost thought, you know, you're kind of drilling down into my brain, James. Careful what you find in there. But I was thinking here the other day, maybe it ought to be more effective for Donald Trump to declare that he's not even a Republican. Just say, listen, I am an independent. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. Step away from that. That occurred to me. I don't know how that would play out. But you see my point. In America, he's as close as we've ever had to an independent altogether in the White House, at least in my lifetime. And that might be beneficial because that would rally the people, I think, James.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much for checking in from Georgia. Where in Georgia, by the way?
I'm in Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia. Well, I tip my hat to you, James. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, Steve.
Have a great day. There you have it, 22 after on this Thursday. The hotline's going to remain. What do you think about James's idea? We should get rid of all of them. If you're going to stand in the way of what the people want, whether you're Justin Amash or Nancy Pelosi or anywhere in between, if you're going to stand in the way of getting the people what they want, which is a better economy, more security, an end to sanctuary cities, taking on the likes of MS-13 and gangs of that nature, slowing down the opiate flow across the southern border, and the list goes on and on and on. If you're going to stand in the people's way of getting these things done, then you should face the wrath of the voters. Because make no mistake, the last party that fooled around with impeachment when the people didn't really want it, that led to the demise of the Republican Party for several years, because that was Bill Clinton. And yes, was he impeached? Yes, not convicted, not removed from office. And in the next round of voting in 1998, I suppose it was, Newt Gingrich was no longer Speaker of the House. The Republicans were no longer in the majority. They paid a heavy price at the polling stations. Let's go to Steve standing by. Steve, what's on your mind?
I've never considered Donald Trump a Republican or a Democrat. He is a man that has taken both sides of it, mixed it together, appealed to everyone, and said, come on down. But in the meantime, you got Democrats who want to be Democrats and Republicans that run and hide in the corner, for God's sakes. They've got the chance, and they're blowing it.
Now, you know, I cannot agree with you more. I appreciate the call. Here's a guy who gets it. Here's a hardcore leftist Democrat. Dennis Kucinich ran for president as a Democrat a couple of times, former mayor of Cleveland, Ohio. And he says, the fight for America is not coming from offshore. The battle and the war for America is coming from within. Roll that tape.
Welcome back. That is former Congressman Dennis Kucinich is making major news tonight by saying the deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. He joins us now. That's a former Ohio congressman, former mayor of Cleveland, and Fox News contributor, along with former Arkansas governor, also a Fox News contributor, Mike Huckabee. How bad is this, former Congressman Kucinich?
Well, you have a politicization of the agencies. that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people, and the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we have to be asking, what is the motive of these people? Who's putting these leaks out? Why doesn't somebody come forward and make a charge and put their name and a reputation behind it instead of attacking through the media and not substantiating their position?
Stop right there. Dennis Kucinich just nailed it. He is a hardcore leftist. He gets it. Who are these people standing in the shadows making anonymous accusations for which there is no substantiation? Their only goal is to bring down this president. Their only goal is to damage America, this republic. They don't have anything good in mind. Let me remind you, there is no evidence of a single crime committed by this president or by his campaign. Not one. I'm all fine with Robert Mueller coming in to prove that. We'll see where it leads. We'll also take your phone calls throughout this day. I am outraged at the behavior of Democrats and Republicans today. 25 after, we'll be right back.
Keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
He's calling up my wall.
It's the 18th of May. And somehow, you know, I'm glad this wasn't overlooked by what I was doing today. 80 years ago today, the worst domestic terrorist attack ever committed on America until that time occurred right here in Bath, Michigan. For those of you that don't know, Kehoe was the man's name who went and bombed the school. Andrew Kehoe was 55 years old. He's a member of the school board. He didn't like taxes or his defeat in the spring of 1926 for the township clerk, so he got back by packing the school with dynamite, then touching it off. Half of it went off. 45 people died. Russell called. He's on the line from Williamston. Had some direct connections to everything that happened there. Russell, thank you for reminding me of that. Welcome to the program.
Yes, it was 90 years ago, not 80.
I'm sorry, you're right, 90 years ago. My math was a little off. You're right, Russell. But still, the biggest attack on school children ever in America happened right here in Bath, Michigan. You have some direct connections to it.
My father was there, and he cleaned up the mess. He saw hell. And I hear your mother taught there, too.
My mother did teach there, but after the fact. My mother began teaching in Bath in 1960, and my father... They lived in Bath, my brother. But here's what they used to tell me. They said, even then, you know, that many years after that attack, 33 years later, that there were people that walked around town with permanent injuries, crippled up and you know, permanently injured, because dozens of people were injured in the blast that did not die, of course, that, you know, lived the rest of their lives in the Bath neighborhood with those injuries for the rest of their lives. So you understand that. But, Russell, I greatly appreciate you. Yeah, you check in. Your father was there. I'm sorry that he had to go through that, but it's something we should not forget.
No. Well, thank you very much, sir.
I appreciate it, Russell. Thank you very much. Let's go back to Matt, who's on the line in Okemos, and then I'm going to tell you what we're doing in America right now. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say, if Comey reports a crime was done in front of him and he did not report it, that's a crime in itself.
That's correct. That's obstruction of justice. That's right. You know, and here, let's be clear about this, man. A journal. He has a memo. He kept a journal. You know what that's evidence of? Absolutely nothing. That is evidence of that's evidence that he kept a journal. That's where the evidence ends. For all we know, he was writing a fictional novel. Nobody cares. Oh, I showed it to my friends. So what?
Right. How do you, when we know he's not protecting himself with the journal because he was suspicious of possibly being fired after what he did?
Well, how do we know that he wasn't, when he was up there at Boston College, saying, you're stuck with me for 6.5 more years, giving the commencement speech a week before his firing? It sounded to me, if you go back and listen to that soundbite, I'm going to be here for the next 6.5 years because I've got dirt on the president and I'm going to hold it over his head. That's the way that sounded like to me going back and listening to it now. Matt, I got to run. Thank you so much. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. And Matt points out a new world order where people like Hillary Clinton can openly break the law with reckless abandon and be recognized as such by former FBI Director James Comey before he excuses the criminal behavior in a bizarre July news conference. You remember that, of course. It's the same world where the same discredited James Comey can then claim without evidence of any sort to have written a memo that purports Trump, President Trump, asked him to give former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn a break and instead focus on White House leaks of national security importance, none of which is provable. The media, of course, hyperventilating, salivating, circling, trying to do a victory lap on Donald Trump. Don't underestimate Donald Trump yet, my friends. I'll tell you again. Mike in Ann Arbor, welcome to the program. You're next.
Morning, Steve. After a year of investigation by the FBI and all of the committees that are investigating the Russia-Trump connection, Mr. Mueller's job should be very, very easy. He should demand all the documents that they've all amassed, and he should be finished with this within a week or 2 weeks, period.
Well, I don't know if it'll be happen that fast. There are a lot of documents to look at, but the fact of the matter is, here's what we do know.
But there's nothing there.
Well, there's James Clapper.
Been saying there's nothing there.
That's correct. James Clapper, James Comey, there's nothing here. There is no collusion. And again, let me point you to the fact that all of these networks are going to call it a special prosecutor. He is not a special prosecutor. He's a counsel. And the distinction is important. If he was a special prosecutor, that would mean there were crimes alleged to have been committed to be proven. No crimes have been alleged.
You know what, Steve? A lot of money spent for nothing.
Yeah, that sounds like our social programs. Thank you for checking in, Mike. Sounds like the Great Society to me. A lot of money spent for not a lot in return. James Comey, let's stick with that for a moment. He has what I like to call zero credibility. And that would be the case with everybody if he were making such bizarre allegations against anyone in the world except Donald Trump. The globalist left-wing media cabal remains so angry that little people like you were able to pull enough levers in this country to make Trump president in the first place, and they will not rest until they destroy him if you don't get it. And they do not care what the cost is. If America is brought to its knees and disemboweled and good people are destroyed, they do not care. If the truth is set ablaze in pursuit of slaying the Trump dragon, they do not care. They will embrace any former enemy, regurgitate any lie, posit any preposterous theory that defies any semblance of logic and common sense just as long as they can destroy the demon Trump that is threatening their very socialist one-world government, total control and liberty-destroying juggernaut. That's what their goal is. They will dismiss the Secretary of State and his testimony. They will dismiss the National Security Advisor and his testimony as liars without a shred of proof. If they believe they can destroy Donald Trump, they are scared to death that Donald Trump is going to tear down their complete apparatus built in the swamp. Nothing else matters to these people. They don't care about the truth or plausibility of permanent damage they will do to the Republic, and they will never, ever hold themselves responsible for any of it. The left never does. Instead, they will reinvent history and write the story to make themselves the heroes despite their destruction of the truth and possibly the Constitution along the way. They will burn the institutions of America without regard as long as they can expel this interloper that does not belong here because they say he does not. It's not the very predictable behavior of Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, and Elijah Cummings, though, that bothers me the most. Their actions in pursuit of their political agenda is sadly expected. So let me be clear where I will lay the blame. I will lay the blame with Justin Amash and Lindsey Graham and John McCain, who disguise themselves as Republicans. This is where the blame will lie. For those that do not allow this president to pursue the agenda for which he was elected. Let's go back to the hotline. Jennifer standing by. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to expound on this. It isn't just a tack to destroy Donald Trump. By doing what they're doing, they are to trying to destroy every person that voted and supports this president to give him the opportunity to give us our country back. It is an attack on every American that voted for this gentleman because they want to destroy us. They want total control. Make no mistake.
It is an attack on us.
The American people stood up again and supported Donald Trump. Flood that telephone to the White House with phone calls in support. Send letters through the mail. whatever you send emails, but let this man know that we support him and we will not tolerate this on the other side. All of these rhinos need to be booted out of office.
Jennifer, we'll leave it right there.
If the American people had any common sense, they'd have booted.
I love her. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, it is Thursday, the 18th of May, 2017. Glad I have you here for the conversation. We're going to get back to the big story of Robert Mueller coming in as special counsel to look into possible allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. We'll continue that conversation. But before we get there, we're going to talk about children's safety here in Michigan and a brand new PSA you're going to be seeing in theaters. If you go out to the movies, you're going to be seeing your Attorney General Bill Schuette. The OK to Say PSA is out there, and with us this morning, Andrea Beitley. She is his press secretary, ever busy, ever vigilant, and always available. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
And how are you doing this early today?
Well, it's a lovely morning in Lansing. You know, it's 70 degrees, sunny. I can't complain.
Uh-huh. That's what I'd go with. It's great, Steve. I'm glad I'm out of bed this early. I'm really fired up. I like it. So tell me about this. Okay to Say PSA. Your boss is pretty good on camera. We all know that. He's pretty polished at it to begin with. But what's this message he's sending?
Sure. Well, this PSA, we actually worked with Kendall College of Art and Design to put together. And it's an animated piece with the star being a young girl who reports bullying in her classroom and helps one of her classmates get through a pretty tough time. So we're working with Michigan students to talk to Michigan students. And if you go into a Michigan movie theater this summer to see a movie that's rated below PG-13, mm-hmm. you're probably going to see this PSA.
You know, it's interesting. My wife and I had lunch with my oldest daughter yesterday, and she's in her mid-20s, and we were reflecting on the fact that, you know, when I went to school, and I'm obviously much older, I don't know how old you are, but when I went to school, yeah, you had kids are rotten sometimes. I mean, we accept that. Kids can be rotten to other kids. It's just, you know, kind of the way they're. But we didn't have these smartphones in our hands, so the abuse, at least when you went home from school, would stop for a while. I mean, now it's like 24 hours a day. If you can't get away from this, you know, nasty comments and mean-spirited behavior and, you know, just, you know, middle school is hard enough, you know, by itself. And if you compound it with, you know, the constant antagonism and so forth, it's just horrible, I would think.
It can be incredibly hard for kids today. And that's why over the past 4 years that this program has been in place, we've received more than 7,000 reports from Michigan students about needing help, whether they themselves are contemplating suicide or they're the victim of a really extensive, in some cases, bullying campaign. And in some cases, we even have kids report that they've been abused at home by their parents or by a babysitter or by another loved one. So this is a really comprehensive program for Michigan kids to get in touch with trained people who can help them get through a really tough time. And we also get reports of drugs and weapons in schools, which can make for a really dangerous and scary learning environment. And that's really the key message here. This is about being a hero in the hallway. If you see one of your classmates being bullied or harassed, or you hear about it, whether they're, you know, go home at night and you get forwarded a text message that's gone around the school, see it, say it, let us know. Go to okaytosay.com. We're also on both Google and iPhone. So you can head to the Google store or you can head to the iTunes store and search for OK to Say. And you're going to find our app. We are where the kids are. We're on your iPhone. We're on your Android device, too.
And I want to give people an idea of how successful this is. OK to Say received almost 3,400 tips in the year 2016. That's an increase of 54% year to year, which is pretty impressive increase. And 800 tips on bullying, 569 tips on suicide threats, 480 tips related to other, like depression or stress or harassment, 307 tips on self-harm, and 279 tips on cyberbullying, just as an example of how well this is working. So this program, as it continues to blossom, continues to attract a lot more attention. And I guess it's probably hard to gauge how much good you do, Andrea, because, you know, one phone call and the kid might be there and gone. You might have prevented a suicide. You might have prevented some sort of something worse from occurring. Hard to measure, but that's okay. It's a good program.
And that's the AG's take on it, too. He went into this with the goal of saving one child's life. And as the stats you just read off say, we saved more than that. The OK to Save program is really, really successful. And we're actually approaching our fiscal sunset on the program in 2017. So we're hoping that the legislature takes note of all of the really great work that the OK to Save program has done and continues the funding for this program that's helped so many Michigan kids.
Yeah, just I think for a lot of kids, probably just knowing that there's a place they can reach out to and know that they've got that, whether they ever use it or not. There's got to be some, you know, some peace of mind in that for kids. And I go to middle school, but high school is no easier for a lot of kids, as you know. But I think that a lot of the most difficult times begin in that middle school era. Awkward kids, you know, hormones raging, and kids can be rotten. We all know that. You know, kids can be rotten to each other. Even good kids can be rotten to each other on occasion. So I think it's a great program. Again, where can people find out more, Andrea?
You can head to OKToSay.com, and you can find out about tips we've received. You can find out how to download the app, and you can schedule a presentation for your school. We do presentations in hundreds of schools across Michigan every month. And while it is going into the summer, we also do community programs. So if you have a Boys and Girls Club or you have a Girl Scout or Boy Scout troop, we're more than willing and would love to come in and talk with your kids. We have a really emotionally challenging PowerPoint presentation we go through. It includes videos and comments from kids who are going through tough times. And it's really all about it can get better. And together we can make the change to make our schools a happier place for kids.
There you go. Andrea Bightley, Press Secretary for our Attorney General, Bill Schutte. Tell the boss we said good morning as well. Andrea, thank you for sharing this story with us. It's an important one, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. Andrea Bightley, everybody. Again, the press secretary for Michigan's Attorney General, Bill Schutte. It's 52 after on this Thursday. We'll be right back. It is 55 after the hour. As you know, we do our public service here by taking in, kids from various colleges and give them internships because, well, we like to, you know, I started with an internship long ago in radio. And so that program doesn't even exist anymore. So we do our best. So we got Kowalski here again this morning. We make him stop by. We make him get up at 4 in the morning and drive here from his home office in St. John's, Michigan. All right, Kowalski, what's going on with the Tigers?
The Tigers won 5-4 last night against the Orioles, got back on the winning streak, so to speak, but they're still 500 and at 19-19, so...
You don't sound too fired up. You know, sports guy, you gotta be fired up. And the Tigers are 19-19. They're terrible. Or something like that. I don't know.
The Tigers aren't doing very well right now, and it's probably going to be result in a coaching change midseason because Brad Auspice just...
He ain't getting it done?
No, he's not. And I think he could have been fired last season, but they decided to bring him back. And it's not really paying off right now. So we'll see what's going to happen for the Tigers. It's a long season, so they could turn it around, I think. But
we'll see. Well, you know, I doubt it. But you're an optimist. I like it. What else you got?
LeBron James and the Cavs steamrolled the Boston Celtics last night in Game 1 for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who's going to win the NBA championship?
I like the Cleveland Cavaliers in seven games.
Right,
which max series. So
bring it back. LeBron's going to bring it home to Cleveland again. The mistake on the lake gets another one.
I think he does because he's playing the best he's ever played right now, and the Warriors might be hard to stop, but I think LeBron's going to bring it home in seven games. But
all right. What else on sports? What do you got there? Come on, you sports guy.
Michigan and Michigan State squared off today with two games in East Lansing for baseball.
All right, I like that. Baseball, great weather for it.
McLean Stadium in East Lansing, first pitch is at 6 p.m. Michigan has solidified their resume.
All right, here's a question. Do you know who McLean is?
I do not know who McLean is.
Oh, Lord. See, we got to get these kids educated, boys. Denny McLean, the Detroit Tigers, the legendary Denny McLean.
A little bit before my time, right,
well,
I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, you are, what are you, 14?
25. Going on 14.
Yeah, there you go. One more, real quick. You have 5 seconds.
Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather signed off on a deal to fight.
Hey, we like fights. We were just talking about that. It's time for boxing to come back, not just in Washington, D.C., but I was like, good job, Kowalski. Good job.
Thank you, Steve.
57 after. We'll be right back.